Yo, 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 yo. Is this thing on? I think it is. What's good, y'all, man? This is my third episode of this podcast, man. And good news is, man, I took it to another level. I added the visuals to it, you know what I'm saying? I had to separate myself from, you know, the pack. You know, I'm starting off late in this podcast thing, you know what I mean? And quick shout out to Architect for supplying the beat. I asked him, I was like, you know what I'm saying? You want me to credit you or put in the description? He's like, it's just a background beat. Dude, super modest, bro. Super humble. You know what I'm saying? So if you fuck with the beat, bro, like, it's a dude named Architect. You can look him up on the social medias. Yeah. This is my first late podcast, and I'm about to, for those of y'all watching, man, I got the real Hispanic beer. I had some tacos earlier, you know what I'm saying? So I was feeling festive. I had to grab me a damn Modelo. You know what I'm saying? Modelo, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Modelo. I be saying Modela. Damn, I gotta stop saying that shit.
Are you stupid or something?
But anyway, yeah. If you fuck with the beat, bro, go look that dude up, Architect. If you can't listen to the podcast because it fucks your ears up, you're not feeling the background beat, hit him up on Twitter and tell him about himself. You know what I'm saying? Let me spark this thing up. So I'm three episodes in, man. I'm really fucking with the podcasting thing. I do music. You know what I'm saying? That's my first love. My first love was basketball, but I didn't grow past 6 feet. I didn't grow past 6 feet, so you know what I'm saying? My doctor said I was going to be like 6'5"-ish. He was like, yeah, you're on track to be 6'5". He fucking lied to me. You know what I'm saying? If he would have been honest with me and just been like, you know, and just looked at my parents' genes, you know what I'm saying, and broke it down to me. I was an intelligent child. Could have broke it down to me. Could have been like, your mom's 5 foot and your dad is 5'6". You're going to be... It's not looking good. See, if you would have told me that, I'd have quit playing basketball that day, and I would have took some acting classes, you know what I'm saying? I'd have got my acting chops right. But yeah, podcasting, man. Music was my first love. That's what I want to do. I want to compare, just off rip, music to podcasting. And already it's just a, you know, you break open a box of creativity. You could just do and say whatever you fucking want. You could literally do and say whatever you want. So it's like with music, you can do that too, but there's the box of, at the end of the day, what I do is rapping. So you gotta rhyme, you gotta make sure it's in pocket. You know what I'm saying? You got to make sure it's sonically there. You know what I'm saying? There's elements of that in podcasting too, but music is just a totally different, you know, beast. And I want to channel some of my creative energy in other ways, you know what I'm saying? And just try a new avenue. And that's why I like this podcasting shit right now. But I'm constantly working on music. It's my first love. But I'm not really, I don't know, blowing up and making it and all that shit doesn't really interest me anymore. It did before, I'm not gonna lie. And making money interests me. But the whole being a famous rapper and shit, it's kind of, I don't want to sound like a bitch and say it's intimidating, but it's definitely like, it's a weird grind, bro. And sometimes you find yourself going crazy. Because it's a big ass mountain to climb. There's so many artists, man. And with the internet, and social media, how it's just like skyrocketed, you know what I'm saying? The competition is crazy. You know what I mean? And you gotta really, really, you know, be on your shit for it. Me, I just wanna make a brand and just do things creatively and just do them. You know, of course, find a way to pay my bills and take care of my people and my family. But like, I just want to do things. I'm not looking to be the best musician. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really looking to be the best podcaster. I'm looking to be the best that I can do, you know, or do the best that I can do, rather. And that's it. At the end of the day, all you gotta do is just look in the fucking mirror. And let me stop ranting and fucking rambling, you know what I mean, about that. Let me get off that. Any fucking way. Let me sip on this little Hispanic beer, man. And I hope nobody gets offended by that. I hope nobody gets offended by that. Because it's like this really is literally a Hispanic beer. I'm not stereotyping. It's Spanish on it. You know what I mean? They just so happen to gravitate towards these motherfuckers a lot. They fuck with it heavy. That and Bud Light. Hispanic people, I always see Hispanic people with Bud Light. I don't know why. That shit's not good, man. A lot of people don't like beer, but I do. I like brews. You know, I like booze from time to time, man. But like, beer is just, you sit back, you sip on it. And you just relax. And you get your mind right. Booze. I don't know, why am I saying booze? Like, booze. And nobody says booze. Liquor. And all that shit, man. It takes you down a path sometimes you don't want to go. And a lot of times the next day you're regretting that. When you drink beer, man, you don't regret too much. Unless you just get hammered. You're just taking them to the face and all that. But it's really a chill time. And that's what I like, is chill. You take a couple shots and get wild, bro. Everybody got a little wild side to them when they drink a little too much, man. I'm gonna go ahead and run through some of these topics, man. Meg Thee Stallion and Nicki Minaj. I call it the Don't Run From Me Friend. Instagram live meeting, publicity stunt, whatever you want to take out of it. It was beautiful. I mean, it, you know what I'm saying? I talk my shit, but it was beautiful. Meg Thee Stallion was showing mad love to Nicki Minaj, like that she looked up to her and shit. And that was hella cool. You know, there was hundreds of thousands of people watching these two people have a conversation, and I thought that was fucking weird. But it is what it is. Sometimes, you know, it's 2019. Like, I'm sitting here talking to a mic in the middle of the fucking night, you know what I'm saying, into a camera, just sipping and smoking by myself. So that's weird too. But I felt like it's just strange to watch two people have a live conversation and you just are sitting back, and then in the comments, they ain't paying attention to no fucking comments. Why you talking to them? They talking to each other. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, they talked about, you know, the competition and you know, female hip hop, you know what I'm saying? And just showing love to each other. I didn't know Meg Thee Stallion was in college. That's cool. Like, you know, I'm sure she's making millions right now, cuz she's charting. She's always on the radio. She's out here. You know what I'm saying? But she's in school for healthcare administration. A senior too, so she's almost done with it. And I applaud the fact that she's about to finish it. That's cool as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Not a lot of people will do that. I know I wouldn't. Shit. the second I hear me on the radio, I'm out that bitch. Drop my classes. You know what I'm saying? I'm not coming back. I'm on the radio. You know? Fuck college. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying I'm gonna ride this wave. I'm gonna take this and I'm gonna go do something with this. You know, college, I'm just sitting here learning the same shit all these people is learning. You know what I mean? I want to go live. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go be a rapper. I'm definitely dropping out immediately. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I don't even care if I'm a senior. That's just the fuck it in me. Like, if I hear myself on the radio and I'm viral out here, and it's because I'm good, not just because I'm like a laughing stock, because I actually got talent, you know what I'm saying? I'm out. Fuck school. But I applaud her for, you know, doing what she's doing. Itchy Fidesta, the feature out of Nicki Minaj on the live stream. You know what I'm saying? That's good business, man. You know, she's on the spot. You do it right there on the face. Hey, we got this song. You know what I'm saying? What's up? What's up? I think it's called Hot Girl Summer. Song was cool. It's featuring Ty Dolla Sign. What's up with Ty Dolla Sign, bro? That's my question, man. He's not even a singer no more. He's just like a fucking, he's just like an instrument. Like, you know, he's like, is there a clause in all the contracts in the industry that say when you sign, the first step is you have a studio session booked with Ty Dolla Sign and you must get him on one of your songs? It's a must. I don't know. It's just crazy. It's like the fucking producers and shit. Executive producer, like, drums are fire. You know what I'm saying? Tempo's right. We're good. But I want to replace that trumpet with somebody. We need to bring somebody in here who plays the Ty Dolla Sign. Who plays the Ty Dolla Sign out here? Bring him in here and let's get that on the track. We need to put some Ty Dolla Sign on. You know what I'm saying? God damn. Feel like he's on every song. But anyway, yeah, no, that's cool. I really fuck with that. I fuck with the song. It was cool. It's not something I'm bumping, you know what I'm saying? These are songs that I appreciate. I'm not in the whip bumping Meg Thee Stallion, you know what I'm saying? I'll go to her shit. I'll watch her freestyles and shit. And watch her videos and appreciate it and be like, this motherfucker's fire. But it's not something, it's not my go-to. I'm not there yet. You know what I'm saying? I can't, I listen to the lyrics. I'm a person who listens to the lyrics. So like, I can't pull up vibing to what Meg Thee Stallion be, what she be talking about. You know what I'm saying? But she's dope. I appreciate it. Next in the news, Walmart. I talked about this in one of the other two podcasts. My memory's so shot, like I don't even remember which one I referenced this in. I'm pretty sure it was the last one. Yeah, mass shootings. Trump's solution was pulling video games, violent video games. If you listen to the last podcast, you would know I said that was a dumbass. That was dumb as fuck. And then the news broke that Walmart decided to pull all their violent video games from the shelves. And I'm pulling this article up real quick. Let's see. And at first I was like, oh man, what the fuck are they thinking, man? They're really about to take... And it all the way down to hunting, everything that promotes any type of violence, they took it out. They said immediately take it out of the stores. Keep in mind that the El Paso killings were, you know, in a Walmart. So keep that in mind. But before I was like, my first thing was like, what the fuck are they doing? Keep in mind while I'm reading this article. Walmart is reacting to a mass shooting that left 22 dead at one of his stores in El Paso, Texas, by removing his violent video games and movie advertising from his stores. The retailer has not announced any plans to curtail its sales of firearms and ammunition. That's one thing that kind of got me, like, confused, though. Because the whole thing, and I'm just not going to read through this whole thing, I'm just going to go through it briefly. The whole thing is they're trying to pay respect to the people who were killed at Walmart in the shooting. So they're pulling the video games out, which they're going to probably, you know, of course, put back if they're smart, because that money that you get at the in the video game industry is different. You know what I'm saying? It's not actually, to be honest, I bet it's not really that crazy no more. You know what I'm saying? Because most of the fucking money, I feel like, from video games is coming from, like, the in-game purchases and shit like that. You pay the fucking $60 or whatever for the game. I don't be on games too much nowadays. I don't got the time. I appreciate them, though, and I play 2K. That's about it. You know, I will find a way to play 2K. But, yeah, I feel like there's a lot of in-game purchases that kind of really skyrocket the video game industry. But, fuck, kids might not even be buying the fucking games from Walmart no more. I don't know. I'm out the loop on that shit. Let's see. And here's a quote. Walmart spokesperson Tara House says the move is not a change in the company's long-term video game assortment. We've taken this action out of respect for the incidents of the past week. And the rest, it just says the fucking there's no proven link between violent video games and mass shootings. We're gonna keep hearing that because it's true. It's a weird move for President Trump to go with that. Like, let's think of something else. But I don't want to get too deep on this topic. Yeah, they're paying respect. I fuck with it. It's cool. I don't really. It's not a big deal. Like, it's not something like, oh wow, Walmart pulled the games. I respect that. That so much. They didn't pull the guns out of the stores. You know what I'm saying? So it's just odd. Let's see what else we got. And this is my last news story of this one. Pertains to football. Antonio Brown told the Oakland Raiders that he is not finna play. Not finna play at all if he can't wear his old fucking helmet. That is what it must be nice, man. It must be nice to be able to make millions of dollars and just be like, I'm not trying to do this shit because, you know, so and so, whatever the reason may be. Just, this shit's crazy to me that he can even do this. I mean, much respect to the man. Power to you. More power to you. You know what I'm saying? Brown wants to wear the helmet he prefers, not the newer model helmets that the league mandates. Brown believes the new certified helmet protrudes out and interferes with his motherfucking vision as he tries to catch the good old pigskin. And they sent in like a fucking request for it. An approval. That's crazy, bro. These people are, you know what I'm saying? These athletes get a little, they get heads on them, you know what I'm saying? Big heads. And to say some shit like that is like, it's weird as fuck. Like, what's in that helmet? Does he got some type of fucking voodoo juice that the other helmets, you know, can't provide? What is it? Or does he just not want to play for the Oakland Raiders? I don't know what that is. I don't really pay attention to the NFL too much, but I just thought that was interesting news. Like, if you know what I'm saying, if you're making millions of dollars playing a game, just humble up a little bit, man. Humble up. That's not a good example to set for the kids, man. But yeah, anyway, fuck that shit. What I'm gonna do now, and this is my next segment, I'm gonna call it Conspiracy Kook. Because I love conspiracies. I love me a conspiracy. I don't believe them all. I never have had a conspiracy where I've been completely convinced. But I think that's just what it is. Some of my favorite ones. Well, I think the one conspiracy that I was convinced of is the... It was in the NBA. The Patrick Ewing shit. When they rigged the draft. That shit. Where they bent the goddamn paper and shit, or they did something when they at the draft lottery, man. That's some wild ass shit just to get the number one pick. And the Knicks have never won anything. They've sucked ever, like, since then. Like, the Knicks are cursed. They're cursed like a motherfucker, bro. The Brooklyn Nets are gonna get a championship before the Knicks, and they'll represent New York now. When KD and Kyrie do what they do. But anyway, the conspiracy kook segment, I'm about to go over this, and I don't really believe this one too much, but it kind of makes you think a little bit. The Mandela effect. This phrase, Mandela effect, was coined by the self-described paranormal consultant Fiona Broom back in 2009. People believed that Nelson Mandela died in prison in the 1980s, but in fact he died in 2013. So you have all these people, and I think the video that I watched said hundreds of thousands of people. I watched a couple videos, but I heard one gave me a number and said hundreds of thousands of people recollect Nelson Mandela dying in prison. And they remember news stories all over the place. You know, normal people. And they weren't kooks. They weren't dopes. You know what I'm saying? They were normal people. But in fact, he died in 2013. And that's what reality we're in right now. The whole thing, what it's saying, is trying to say that it's trying to argue alternate realities. Like, say back then there's these people in and this is I'm trying to describe it the best way I can. I'm smoking and I'm drinking, so forgive me if I get it wrong. that's why I did this podcast. You know what I'm saying? It's not about perfection. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, it's like about, like, they're in an alternate reality and Nelson Mandela dies, right? And somewhere in between then and now, people who, the people who remember that, moved into a different reality, and they just have that memory, but in this new reality, I think I got this, in this new reality, he dies in 2013, and they're like, wait a minute, wait a minute. I remember him specifically. There was, you know what I'm saying? This was before the internet. So there was no, like, fake ass news stories and memes about people dying. This is before all that. It's like, I don't remember that shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And that shit would fuck somebody up. But I don't remember. Obviously, I wasn't around then. So I have no idea. That's just where they coined the phrase Mandela effect. Or the misinformation effect. I think it's just it has to do with if you play the game, like, when you're younger, Chinese whispers, where you sit in a circle and you whisper something, somebody starts and you say something, and you whisper it in the ear, and you just go to the next person. That next person whispers that same phrase, and you try to get, you know what I'm saying? And then at the end, the phrase usually is completely different from what it originated as. And that's just things changing, people perceiving things differently, and then, you know what I'm saying? And I think this could be what the Mandela effect is. It's just over time, a whole bunch of people may have, I don't know, because the Mandela one would be weird. Because if you remember somebody specifically dying and news stories and all that shit, that's different. Because the one I'm really thinking about is the Berenstain Bears. And that one is Baron, that one is, there's people who believe it's Berenstain Bears. A bunch of people think it's Berenstain, but it's Berenstain. But I think that one could be a result of one person being like, Berenstain, another person, you know what I'm saying? And just people saying it wrong. But then again, it's like, I watched the shit, and they said we're the Berenstain Bears. They sung it a lot in the songs. They sung it a lot in the songs, in the and they said it. So it would be something, if you watched the show, you would know, like, this is the Berenstain Bears. And that's what I remember, Berenstain. But I feel like maybe if you, like, just didn't know of it really, and you were like, the Berenstain, you know, the Bears on PBS, the Berenstain Bears, da da da, and somebody else like, you know, the Berenstain, and a bunch of people just remember because of false information that it's Berenstain instead of Berenstain. So that could be it. You never know, though. What was the other? There was a couple other examples. Sex in the City. Sex in the City. Let me go to these examples, actually. Forgive Me. I'll just go to these examples real quick. We'll talk about them. It's not called Sex in the City, it's Sex and the City. And that was one where I didn't watch the show, right? And I heard it like somewhere. I just hear it like on a commercial or something. And I'm like, yeah, excuse me. Whoa, I'm not bleeping that out either. I'm not cutting it. You know what I'm saying? We keep it live, we keep it raw. Y'all gonna get all that good burp in your ear at work. Or whatever, wherever you're at, you know what I mean? But yeah, I always called it Sex in the City because I didn't know what the fuck that shit was. I always thought it was like a show on like HBO after 12 that I wasn't supposed to watch. You know what I'm saying? That I never caught. Because I used to watch, like, I would always stay up. Like, I was a little sick man. I was a little perv, you know what I'm saying? I'd stay up late. And where I was from, like, I had a TV, right? And this is when I didn't have motherfucking cable. I could stick a fork in the back of that motherfucker and get all the channels. It's crazy. We didn't have the cable cord thing was fucked up, right? And you just stick a fucking fork in that bitch. And all of a sudden, you got cable. The times have changed. You can't get cable off of, you cannot get cable off a fork no more. Anyway, where was I going with that? Oh yeah, staying up late and watching the naughty shit. Yeah, I would stay up late all the time and watch that shit like it was the softcore, fucking weird, just awkward acting type shit. There was one show called it wasn't like an acting one. It was called The Cat House. Like, it was like fucking a prostitution like ring. Like, they just ran it, and it was a show about it. You know, they would just line. They would stand in a fucking line, and there would be some old fucking man or fucking weirdo come in who's having trouble with their, in their sex life or whatnot, and they would just pick from the lineup. They would just pick, and then they would, and they could, if they pay extra, they could pick multiple. It was just organized. These people were pimps, and they were just organized with it and televised. But yeah, that show was on. One time, I seen a fucking show. It was so weird, bro. This is when I was super young. It was these people. It was, I think it was Real Sex or something like that. It was on the Real Sex show, and these people were doing they were in a motherfucking dick trick competition. A competition for this shit, and a motherfucker made a hamburger with this shit. And my whole life, man, I've known how to make a hamburger shape out of my penis. In case anybody was wondering, you feel me? Anyway, yeah, I always thought that was Sex in the City was a fucking show that came on that I would just like turn off, you know what I'm saying, just in time. Oh, I didn't catch Sex in the City this week, you know what I'm saying? But they had commercials for it. But they also had commercials for Girls Gone Wild. You know what I mean? And I don't know why. My whole life I always thought like they were gonna slip up on the censoring or something on Girls Gone Wild, and they were just gonna slip up on the commercial and just show something. They never did. Never fucking did. Anyway, another one was Curious George. Do you remember him having a tail or not having a tail? I don't remember small details like that. Smoked a lot of weed and experimented with some drugs. Let's see. What else is there? Okay, this one was kind of weird. The Forrest Gump one is... Forrest Gump, everybody thinks he says life is like a box of chocolates. In reality, he says in the show, or the movie, sorry, life was like a box of chocolates. Talking like, because it was from, his mom said that shit, so he was talking in her perspective. He said life was like a box of chocolates. That's another one. But like, yeah, these are Jif, that's another one. It was never Jiffy. That shit never existed. But I just think, you know what I'm saying, these are just like your memory getting fucked up, you know what I mean? You ever tell a lie and then you start like believing that lie in your head over time? Shit just changes up in your mind, you know what I mean? Your mind works in tricky ways, you know what I'm saying? I lied to my girl a long time ago about something. And I've already got into this, so shit, I'm gonna have to continue. Yeah, I said I got, when I was younger, this was years ago, statute of limitations, you know what I'm saying? I had got fired from Schlotsky's, right? And I told my girl, I was like, man, yeah, man, they don't fuck with me, da da da. They fired me, I just took a 5-minute shit. There was no customers. I just went and took a 5-minute shit. That wasn't true. I took a 30-minute shit. I was on Facebook arguing with somebody or something. You know what I'm saying? I got into a Facebook debate. Those are dangerous, man. Cause I want to. You say something to me, like I'm just like, I feel like social media is just an extension of, you know what I'm saying, of real life. You know what I'm saying? And if you got time, if somebody walks past you and says, you know what I'm saying, hey, Kobe Bryant's the best basketball player of all time, you're going to stop and be like, if you got time, you're like, you going to tell him that he's an idiot. You know what I mean? And you're going to tell him why. You're going to bring up, you know, Michael Jordan and LeBron James and tell him, like, there's those two guys and then there's Kobe Bryant. and Allen Iverson and Magic Johnson and everybody else, but LeBron and Michael Jordan right there. Anyway, yeah, I got fired for taking a 30-minute shit during rush hour. And I told my girl I took a 5-minute shit, and they were like discriminating against me and shit. The thing is, I said, the whole reason I said that is because in my head, like I said, I kept saying that shit. So over time, I really believed that shit. You know what I mean? And I was like always thinking like, yo, I got fired from Schlotsky's for some bullshit. But in reality, like, I would have fired me too. Like, Nick, nigga, what you doing in there, bro? We got sandwiches to serve. You know what I mean? We need to get these sandwiches out. And you in there taking a shit on your third day. This is my third day when I got fired. I don't even think, yeah, it was, boy, I've had a lot of jobs. I'm gonna get into that some other time, but like, boy. I don't know what that says about me, but the one I have now, man, I've been holding it down, man. I've matured. You know what I'm saying? You know, I went through life, you know what I'm saying? Bounced from job to job, you know? Got a deep resume. Wherever I need to go, I got some type of experience. I mean, I can't tell you how long I was there or who the fucking manager was or anything like that, but I can tell you I was there. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I can tell you I got a check there before. Anyway, the shit over time just changes in your head. And that's kind of what I feel like about the Mandela effect. And stay away from Facebook debates, you know what I'm saying? I limit myself to like one a week now. Because the people will say some shit and they'll be like, you know what I mean? They'll get under your skin, especially if you're wrong about some shit, you know what I mean? If you're wrong about some shit, you don't even want to see that post no more. You're like, God damn, somebody proves you wrong. And then people start, like, they start liking that motherfucker, the other person's comment. And you just, your words are just sitting there looking stupid as fuck. Sometimes I just delete the whole post. Like, fuck it. I ain't say nothing. You ain't hear me say nothing. One time, somebody I was arguing with in a Facebook debate, They got me good. You know what I'm saying? Hit me. Motherfucker started liking their comment. I deleted the post. I said, fuck that. I'm not trying to see these notifications. Don't fuck up my day. Every time I hear that ding and see them little fuck that little number, I need some positive shit. I delete that motherfucker. This nigga gonna get in my motherfucking inbox and try to continue the debate. Nigga, don't do that. You won, bro. You won. Take it. You won. Take it. Go. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to continue this conversation with you. Left that nigga on red. That's like beating somebody up, you know what I'm saying, at school or some shit when you're a kid. And then y'all both get suspended. The fucking fight's on camera. Everybody sees that you beat that motherfucker up. And you go knock on their doors like at like 8 p.m. that same day, like, trying to run it back. Nigga, fuck no, I'm not trying to run it back. You won. We ain't got nothing. Like, pfft. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm not trying to run it back. You beat me up. You know what I'm saying? I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm lining up my boxing classes. You know what I'm saying? You won. I got to come back stronger next time. I can't fight today. Obviously, you got more skills than me. And it wasn't even. You know what I'm saying? That's like doing that. That's like showing up to somebody's house after you beat their ass the same day, asking them to run it back. Don't do that. Yeah. So the Mandela effect, my whole, I think that's a real kooky conspiracy. I'm not fucking with that one at all. And that's my take on that. I think it's just people just forgetting shit over time. But there are some that kind of weird me out a little bit. But I think that's because my mind is forgetful too. All right, I'm about to go to this motherfucking top 50 list, hip hop list that went viral the other day. Gotta talk about that hip hop. Hip hop. Damn it. Rappers. Take a look. I haven't even looked at this thing yet. So this is a live reaction of the greatest rappers of all time. Viral list. Okay. And I'm not going to go through the whole thing and tell you every single one. I'm just going to tell you the ones. You just look it up. I might put it for the visual podcast. I'm going to put it up on the side. If my dumbass gets that figured out, I'll just put that motherfucker right here, wherever. And yo, if you're watching the visual podcast, go ahead and like and subscribe. You know what I'm saying? Like and subscribe to the channel. Help me out. And if you're feeling groovy, man, post a comment, man. You might be alone down there. Not too many people, but post a comment. And you know what I'm saying? Tell me something. Tell me something I did good. Tell me something I could do better. You know, talk to me. But yeah, and if you're feeling really groovy on YouTube, hit that little bell button so you can get a little ding every time I drop a damn video. I'm about to drop hella videos too, so you might get a lot of dings. Probably shouldn't have told you that, because some people get annoyed by dings. But low key, you really like those dings. Like, scientifically, it's something to do with the endorphins. You feel me? It's like every time you get a notification, something in your body, in your mind is like pleased. Until you read it, like sometimes it's like, what the fuck was that, bro? Why? No, nigga, I'm not listening I'm not listening to your song. Last time I listened to somebody's song, man, who tagged me like this, bro, they had a tag in their song. Purchase your beats, you know, now. Or, nigga, why didn't you buy this beat? Don't do that. That's a marketing strategy from 2015, probably. Oh, now I gotta plug up my laptop. Yeah, don't tag people in songs no more. Just put that shit out there and, and if you do tag people in songs, make sure you asked people first, you know? I think that's proper etiquette. I'm about to plug this laptop up real quick. Don't mind me. Oh yeah, we back. What was he doing? Oh yeah, top 50 greatest rappers of all time. And this was anonymous. Nobody knows who posted it. I don't think anybody knows who posted this this list. But they got Jay-Z at number one. I'm gonna go over the top 10, and then I'll tell you overall what I would change. Jay-Z, Hov at number one. Number two, you got Nas. Number three, you have Joe Budden. And this is not a list for a top hip-hop podcast right now. Number four, Styles P. Number five, Black Thought, Cold. His freestyle that he dropped, I think it was like 2 years ago. I don't know if it was a year or two ago, where he rapped forever. For an eternity. Check that shit out if you haven't seen that already. That shit's fire. Fabulous at 6. Jadakiss at 7. Biggie at 8. Ghostface at 9. I'm gonna go over the whole thing. Fuck it. Kendrick at 10. Benny Siegel at 11. Rakim at 12. Pusha T 13. Redman before meth. At 14, 15, you got Pac. 16, Scarface. 17, Andre 3000. And I'm sorry for the people watching the visual podcast, because I'm going to have that list. And you're just right now, you're like, okay, I can read, nigga. 17, Andre 3000. Common at 18. J. Cole at 19. Lupe Fiasco at 20. Royce the 5'9 at 21. DMX the Dog at 22. Drake at 23, 24, T.I., Raekwon, fuck the numbers, Twista, Method Man, Eminem, followed by Prodigy. Whoever was making this list is just like, I don't know if they're just thinking of just that they're like, whatever. I don't know what they're just whoever comes to their mind at that time. I don't know if this is in order. Prodigy, Mos Def, Cool G Rap, Big Boy, Young Jeezy, Snoop at 34, Cam'ron, Bun B, that's 36, that's cool. 37, Lil Wayne, then Killer Mike, Ice Cube, AZ, Maze, Stack Bundles, hold up. I'm gonna have to see who the fuck Stack Bundles is real quick. Forgive me. Forgive me for if you like know who the fuck Stack Bundles is. But to be on the greatest rappers of all time list and I've never even heard their name. I've heard everybody else's name. This dude's Stack Bundles, his highest view count for a video is 680k. So there's a good chance that Stack Bundles made this list. But let's listen to him real quick. This song that I'm listening to is called "Look, Nigga, You Food." Okay, I don't mind, I'm not tripping, you know, that I haven't heard of him. It doesn't sound like something that, like, it would blow me away or nothing. Back to the list, where's it at? Where the fuck did it go? Did I exit out of the list? Okay, let's go back. Stack Bundles at 42, and let's just emphasize everybody, Stack Bundles is before 8 Ball, Big Pun, The Game, LL Cool J, Rick Ross, 50 Cent, Busta Rhymes, and Lloyd Banks closes it out at 50. And that liquor's hitting your boy right now, you know what I'm saying? It's getting to me. Let's see. What would I change about this list? First of all, Joe Budden would not be at 3. And I'm going to insert somebody into the mix, and that would be E-40. I feel like E-40 should definitely be on that list. Stack Bundles, I'm taking him off the list. Who would I add instead of Stack Bundles, who ain't on this list already? I would... Kendrick Lamar. Was there no Kendrick? Oh, Kendrick was on here. Who's this list missing? I think I would add... I don't know if we're talking about rappers. I think... I don't know if you would consider Kanye in there. Excuse me. I don't know if you would consider Kanye to be in there. But I would put Kanye in the top 50. Definitely take out Lloyd Banks. I'll put Lauryn Hill in there instead of Lloyd Banks. That's just somebody I would fucking substitute. Not the numbers. I cannot rank these motherfuckers like 50 people. There's so many different elements and shit. Who else? I mean, shit, it does have a lot of good artists or good rappers in there. Oh, Tech N9ne. Yeah. And I'm cheating. I'm looking at a list right now. But Tech N9ne, I would add him. For sure. But off rip, though, like, I would definitely have, I would definitely have an E40 in there. That's the disrespect, man. I would also have, was Ludacris on here? Luda. No Ludacris. I would put Ludacris on there too. Let's see. Cause Ludacris had his time, bro. And one thing about Ludacris is like his distinct flow is like, and this is something that's different from rap nowadays than it was, rap nowadays and how it was back in the day. Is like you can tell who was who. You know what I mean? Some people were off key. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody had auto-tune on their voice. Everybody had like a distinct voice. You knew when Ludacris was rapping. You knew when when Lil Wayne's on the track. You know when Busta Rhymes is on the track. And is Busta Rhymes on this list? Busta Rhymes is on this list too, for sure. Slept on. Who else would I put in there? Right now I'm looking at a list of the top 100 rappers on Ranker. Damn, they got XXXTentacion at 46, followed by Slick Rick. Joey Badass. No, I don't think I would put him in the top 50 of all time. Not yet. Not yet, at least. I think Exhibit is slept on. I think if you include Drake in this top 50 list, you should include Nelly. Represent St. Louis. You feel me? But yeah, that's really all I would do for that one. Maybe add Immortal Technique and what's his name? Fucking Doom, MF Doom for the fucking those niggas, the hip hop head, the hip in the basement, locked away in the cave, hop heads. They love them some MF Doom, bro. What? I can't listen to that. That's like a. That's an appreciation thing. Like, okay, this nigga, his rhyme scheme is crazy. I'm not bumping that. I'm not bumping that. You know what I'm saying? There was one song by MF Doom that I really fuck with. Which one was it? Hey. Doomsday, I think it was. Let me make sure, because I don't want to say some false shit. And this shit came out in motherfucking 1999. Yeah, Doomsday. That's the. I went on a little rabbit hole of MF Doom, and Doomsday was the only one that I could really fuck with. What else we got here? Yeah, for the list, though, that's a wrap for that. The last segment for my podcast today, and I'm 10 minutes over my usual time, like my little average time for the first couple episodes. This, when you got a little liquor in you, it goes a little easier, man. I fuck with it. I'm going to fuck around and get toasted on here, you know what I'm saying? Oh, and, you know, I put the visuals to the solo podcast. The next step is, and I think it should be tomorrow. I think we're going to film tomorrow. I'm gonna interview my motherfucking famo, Seuss Mace, crazy ass dope rapper from around here, man. Dope ass story too. We gonna dive into it, and I know the good questions to ask him, cause I know his story firsthand. So I'm gonna do an interview with him to start off, you know, doing the podcast with another person. You know what I'm saying? Bouncing off each other. You know what I mean? But that's coming soon. My last segment, yeah, I gotta do my top three, and I'm just gonna do and put on to keep on the podcast topic. I'm gonna do my top three current podcast. I'm gonna do honorable mention too. I'm gonna do top five. Give me 1 second. At number five, this one's cool. This is a couple ladies. I don't even know their names really, but I listen to this one at work all the time. My Favorite Murderer. They go and they look, they break down murders that happened way back. Statute of limitations. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to talk about way back, but they add like a comedic twist to it, a light comedic twist, and it's cool. I really fuck with that podcast. Check it out if you ever get a chance. The Church of What's Happening Now, at number four, Joey Diaz, who I'm trying to go see in Kansas City soon at the KC Improv. He's coming. Funny as fuck. Dude is hilarious. He has stories for days. One of my inspirations for doing this podcast. Number three, King and the Sting. That's with Theo Vaughn and Brendan Schaub. That podcast, actually, my face was on. I submitted a video and that shit actually made it through, and they answered my question about polyamorous relationships and if you fuck with it or not. And you know what I'm saying, I didn't really give my take on it when I submitted the video. I just asked the question, and I think that shit would be crazy. You know what I'm saying, I think the sex would be cool, but other than that, man, like, who you really want to deal with another person? If you've ever been in a relationship, you know, like, it's kind of difficult to maintain a relationship, and you want to add another one to the bunch. You got to be on some pimp type shit. You know what I mean? It's not for me. Like I said, I applaud anybody who can keep it going for a long time. But I think people will start catching feelings. You know, she might catch feelings for her. I might catch feelings for her, you know what I mean? And it gets weird. So fuck that. Number two, Joe Rogan. You can't go. That's the classic. That's like the ringleader of podcasts, man. I fuck with that shit heavy. a lot of great guests. You learn a lot. You get a lot of good topics to dive into. I fuck with that one. And the last one is the Bodega Boys. The Bodega Boys podcast. Desus and Mero. A couple of my favorite comedians out right now. A couple of dudes from New York, man. They definitely helped inspire me to start this podcast. They got a show on Showtime. Fucking hilarious. It's a talk show where they just basically talk shit on everything that's happening. You know what I mean? They have their guests, and it's just fucking laid. It's not laid back. It's just fucking raw comedy, like New York comedy, the Bronx. That's the shit, you know, Bodega. But yeah, that's my top three podcast. And that's all I got. Like I said earlier, if you are watching on this visual podcast here, like and subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'm about to drop other content as well, like I'm gonna do album reviews, reaction videos, whatever I want to do. I'm gonna drop it. Just content. Hit that little bell button if you really fucking with me. Leave a comment. Tell me your top three podcasts so I can listen in. I'm always looking for something new to listen to at work. If you're listening on Spotify, man, I appreciate you. Hit me with a follow. This shit should be on Apple Podcast soon. It takes like 10 days for the first one to get posted, and then after that, it's you can get posted in 24 hours. But yeah, that's my podcast for today. I think we're gonna stop it at 1 hour exactly. I'm out of here. Yeah.